Improving Opportunities for Service, March 6. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. NKJV. There is no religion in the enthronement of self. God asks us to be true to Him, to trade upon the talents He has given us, that we may gain others. His will must be made our will in all things. Any departure from this standard degrades our moral nature. It may result in lifting us up, in enriching us, and in seating us beside princes, but in the eyes of God we are unclean and unholy. We have sold our birthright for selfish interest and gain, and in the books of heaven it is written of us, weighed in the balances of the sanctuary, and found wanting. But if we regard our talents as the Lord's gifts, and use them in His service by showing compassion and love toward our fellow beings, we are channels through which God's blessings flow to the world, and at the last great day we shall be greeted with the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Time, laden with precious, golden opportunities for serving the Lord, is fast passing into eternity. Are you improving these opportunities as they pass? You cannot afford to slight them, for you must stand before the judgment seat of God, to answer for the deeds done in the body. Do your words cheer and encourage those who come to you for help and comfort? Does your influence strengthen those with whom you associate? Are your possessions faithfully given to the Lord? Consecrate yourself today to the Lord's service. Cast your care upon the Lord, and on no account allow the things of the world to separate you from Him. Consecrate all you have and are to Him. This is but your reasonable service. Do not delay, for there is peril in a moment's delay. A few more years at the longest will be yours to work for the Master, and then the voice which you cannot refuse to answer will be heard, saying, "Give an account of thy stewardship."